Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The new CEO of a New Jersey government investigations committee is stepping down after it was reported she lives in another state. More now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
A story from the Asbury Park Press says State Investigations Commission CEO Tiffany Williams Brewer only shows up once or maybe twice a week, while her primary address is in Maryland and she's working at Howard University 3 days a week. Williams Brewer was named acting CEO after former chief Chad Lackey died in a car accident last year. On January 1st, she ditched the acting title and her salary increased from $175,000 to $210,000 per year, which is more than Lackey was making. In a statement, she said her dual residency was transparent and compliant with all regulations, and she's disappointed that the toxic environment has necessitated her resignation. Republican State Senator Declan O'Scanlan was among those calling for her to resign, saying this is yet another embarrassment for New Jersey politics.
I could argue that she probably shouldn't have been pulling double duty even when she was acting director.
SCI commissioners say while they did not request her resignation, they respect her decision, thanked her for her leadership, and wished her well in the future. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.